Frobisher TV champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Look, how are you at crossword puzzles? Well, here's an easy one. What is a six-letter word beginning with F and ending with R that's very important in any breakfast dish? Well, you've probably guessed that one in no time at all. The word is flavor. And say, you just haven't tasted real flavor in a breakfast dish until you've had yourself a heaping big bowl of Wheaties with milk or cream and your favorite fruit. I'm nominating that Breakfast of Champions as a Flavor Leader of the Year in the Breakfast League. You see, Wheaties have a super special flavor all their own that's absolutely different from any other breakfast dish you've ever tasted. And believe me, it's just twice as good as it is different. But that's not all, not by a long shot. Because when you combine the extra special flavor of Wheaties with the flavors of milk and the fruit you like best, you've got a breakfast dish that just naturally calls for a second helping. Now, I think you'll agree with me that it's pretty hard to describe a flavor. In fact, it's just about impossible. That's why I want you to do yourself and me a big favor. Yes, I want you to have the fun of discovering that swell Wheaties flavor all by yourself. You can do it tomorrow morning. Just ask Mother to get you a couple of packages of Wheaties from the grocer right away and serve you a breakfast of champions tomorrow. Once you've tried that championship breakfast, I'm willing to wager my old red flannels, you'll agree that you've never found any other breakfast dish that tasted quite as good as this breakfast of champions. Ask for Wheaties right away, won't you? And treat yourself to a breakfast of champions tomorrow. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. There's a landslide in the mountains. Jack Armstrong and Billy and Betty and Uncle Jim are high up in the Luzon Mountains of the Philippines. The landslide has just carried their car, which contains an important chart and luminous ring, over the cliff. The unscrupulous adventurer, Dr. Chapatto, who with Blackbeard and other members of his crew were following Uncle Jim to steal the chart and ring, has also lost his car in the same landslide. They've all found refuge from the landslide on the mountain slope above the road. And hidden among the trees of the mountain is a tribe of little Negritos whom Uncle Jim and Jack have befriended. Now, Jack and Billy and Betty and Uncle Jim are watching the last of the landslide as it goes over the cliff. Listen.
Jumping crickets, Jack. What a landslide that was. Our car is gone. Chapetto's car is gone.
And the road's gone, too, Billy. Well, there's nothing of the road left but a big gouge in the side of the mountain.
And the chart and the ring are gone, too, Jack. They were hidden in the glove compartment of our car.
We can thank our lucky stars that we all aren't gone, Betty. If Jack hadn't noticed that crack in the road in time, we'd all of us be down below, buried by that landslide right now.
But gosh, Uncle Jim, we've just got to recover that chart and ring. We'll never find the lost uranium or Professor Loring without them.
I've got the position of Professor Loring's sunken ship pretty well memorized, Billy.
Yes, but by the time we get to the Sulu Sea, you may have forgotten it, Jack.
Yes, and you can memorize the ring, Jack. You can remember how it shines in the night, but that won't do any good when we get back among the Moros. They've got to see it before it'll do us any good.
We haven't lost them yet, Betty. Let's climb out on the edge of this projecting rock, Billy. Maybe we can look down to the bottom of the valley and see if there's anything left of our car.
Okay, Jack, but I just bet it's all buried in that landslide.
Maybe it was thrown clear. Come on and we'll see.
But that big rock looks so dangerous, Jack. If we have another landslide, you won't have a chance of getting away.
If we have another landslide like that one, Betty, none of us will have a chance.
I'll say we won't.
But don't get out too far, Jack. While you're trying to spot our car, I'll keep an eye on Chapatto, Blackbeard, and the others.
You'd better, Uncle Jim. Our Negrito friends may use them for target practice with their bows and arrows if you don't watch them. Come on, Billy.
Boy, are we high up. How high would you say we are, Jack?
We must be at least 6,000 feet up, Billy. That abandoned gold mine at the bottom of the valley was 4,000 feet high.
Gosh sakes. And this mountain goes at least 1,000 feet higher than we are now.
Jump in Jiminy, Jack. Did you ever see such mountain scenery?
We'd better enjoy the scenery another time, Billy. Watch your footing as we go out on this rock.
No, I'll watch it.
But if this rock ever starts to slide...
Well, we're going for a long ride with nothing to hold on to.
This ledge of rock won't slide unless the whole mountain does, Billy. It's not a boulder. See, it's andesite. That's volcanic rock, so it must be part of the mountain.
Well, after that last slide, it wouldn't surprise me if the whole mountain did sort of tumble down to the bottom of the valley.
Watch yourself, Billy. Don't get too close to the edge. Here, this is close enough. Let's see what we can see.
I can't see anything down the face of the cliff, Jack. We've got to get closer to the edge.
All right. We'll get down on all fours and crawl to the edge. Then we can't fall off.
I can see the cliff now, Jack. That is a steep drop, isn't it?
But it's not straight up and down, Billy. There are small bushes and trees growing out of the face of the cliff.
It's straight up and down enough for me. Gosh sakes, I'd hate to have to climb it. But what on earth happened to the landslide?
It must have slid all the way down to the bottom of the valley, Billy. No, there's a part of it halfway down the mountainside. I can see some trees on their sides with their roots out.
But where's our car? Do you suppose that it went all the way down to the creek bottom 2,000 feet below?
If it did, we'll never find it. It'll be buried so deep by the landslide
that we'd need a steam shovel to dig it out.
Wait a minute, Billy. What's that down there, right where I'm pointing?
All I can see is part of the landslide, Jack.
Well, see that big tree that took off in the slide? The one that's pawing the air with its roots?
Yeah.
Now look just to the right.
I see what you mean. Say, that might be our car, but it looks awfully queer.
It is our car, Billy. It's on its back, and it's camouflaged by a couple of small trees across it.
You're right, Jack. It's our car, all right. Shapiro's car had an open body. That's ours, but how are we ever going to get down to it?
It's not as steep as it looks from here, Billy. And there are all sorts of things to hang on to. Why, we've climbed cliffs as steep as that before just for the fun of it.
I guess we can make it, all right. We've just got to make it. But say, suppose Shapiro gets the idea that the chart and ring are in the car. He'll be trying to get down there, too.
But he doesn't know it's in the car, Billy. And he doesn't know that the car is perched there halfway up the cliff. And anyway, I'll bet right now he's busy keeping those Negritos from shooting their arrows into him.
Come on, Jack. Let's go tell Uncle Jim about the car.
Okay, let's go. Hey, look, Billy. Uncle Jim is trying to talk the sign language to that little chief of the Negrito tribe.
Well, he made the Negrito understand them before.
And it's a good thing he did, too. Those little black men were all set to pepper Shapiro and the others with their poisoned arrows.
I wonder where Shapiro and Blackbeard and Lazaro and Michelle went after they climbed away from the road.
You can bet they didn't go far, Billy. They must have run right into all those Negritos waiting there behind the trees.
The Negritos aren't behind the trees now. Gosh, all hemlock, but they're funny-looking little black men. Look how their teeth shine when they grin at us.
I'm glad they're grinning at us and not frowning at us. They can certainly keep the air thick with arrows when they want to.
Boy, I'll say they can. What a break we got when we saved that little Negrito from the landslide.
Look, Billy, look further up the side of the mountain. There's a group of Negritos all bunched together.
I wonder what's going on there.
I know. They've captured Shapiro. And there's Lazaro, too. They've got them both.
But where's Blackbeard gone to? He's not up there.
Search me, Billy. And Michelle isn't up there either. Say, I hope nothing happened to Michelle. He's the only friend we've got in the enemy's camp.
There's Michelle, Jack. See, he's just joined Uncle Jim and Betty.
That's odd. Michelle didn't want Shapiro to know that he's our friend.
Maybe he's going to join us, Jack. Maybe he's had enough of Shapiro and Lazaro.
We'll soon find out. Hi, Uncle Jim.
Did you see anything from the rock, Jack?
You bet we could, Uncle Jim. We saw our car.
Oh, did you, Jack? Is it all right?
Gosh, all hemlock, Betty. Do you think an automobile can go crashing down a cliff in a landslide and not get smashed up?
It's just a heap of junk, Betty.
But how far down the cliff is it, Jack? Can you get to it?
Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Senor Jack.
Jack, you didn't answer Uncle Jim's question.
Jack's playing safe, Betty. He wanted to know if it was all right to talk with Michelle here. It's all right, Jack. Michelle's proved that he's our friend. Now, what about the car?
I think we can get to it, Uncle Jim. It landed on a flat place about halfway down the cliff.
But is it safe to climb down the cliff?
It looks terribly steep to me, Uncle Jim. But Jack says it's not as steep as it looks.
There are all sorts of small trees and bushes to hang on to.
But say, Uncle Jim, what's Michelle doing here? And what's happening to Shapiro and Lazaro up the hill?
And where's Blackbeard? He's not with them.
Easy there. One question at a time. Michelle has just come with a message from Shapiro.
But what is the message, Uncle Jim? Does Shapiro still think that you're going to have anything to do with him?
You haven't given Michelle a chance to tell his message yet, Billy.
I think I know what Shapiro wants. He and Lazaro are held prisoners by some of the Negritos. He wants us to do something about it.
I know what I'd like to do about it. I'd like to tell the Negritos to carry him away up into the mountains and lose him.
What is your message, Michelle?
We tell you, Shapiro say You tell these Negritos, go away and not hurt him. He say, if you do this, he go away and not try get your chart and ring.
Does Geppetto really think we'll believe him? Why, if it weren't for these Negritos here, he'd be trying to get at us right this minute.
I don't believe him for an instant, Betty. But at the same time, I can't leave Geppetto and the others to the mercy of these Negritos.
Uncle Jim, before we do anything else, I think we ought to find out what's become of Blackbeard.
Isn't Blackbeard up there with Geppetto and Lazaro, Michelle?
No. He not up there.
What, jumping crickets, Michelle? Where is he?
Me tell you. But you no tell Geppetto what me say.
We won't tell him, Michelle. Where is Blackbeard?
Blackbeard gone. He gone down cliff.
Down the cliff?
Blackbeard gone down cliff.
What's he gone down the cliff for, Michelle? Is he trying to see what happened to their car?
No, senor. When we climb up from road, Geppetto tell Blackbeard, go back. He tell Blackbeard, go back, see where your automobile went. He tell Blackbeard, climb down cliff and see.
Jump on Jiminy, gee whiz. Blackbeard is on the way to our car. He'll look for the chart and ring.
But Blackbeard can't climb down that cliff. He's too big and too lazy and too clumsy.
Don't fool yourself on that, Betty. Blackbeard may be big and may look clumsy when he's walking. But when it comes to climbing up or down anything, he's a bearcat.
I'll say he is. Don't you remember how he climbed up and down the rigging on the Spindrift, even in heavy weather?
Blackbeard's the very man to climb a steep cliff, if he has anything to hold on to. Jack, is our car buried in the landslide?
No, it's not, Uncle Jim. It's turned over on its back.
And if Blackbeard sees it and climbs down to it, he's bound to look in the glove compartment. Why, he'll have that chart and ring in half a jiffy after he reaches the car.
Billy and I better get down to that car right away, Uncle Jim. Maybe we can get down to it before Blackbeard can.
No, Jack. I'm afraid I can't let you and Billy try it by yourselves. Blackbeard's going to be a very dangerous man to handle on that cliff. It's too risky.
But can't you and I go with him, Uncle Jim? I'm wonderful at climbing.
No, Betty, I can't risk it. You've never done mountain climbing like this before. One little slip is all you need to go crashing down the side of the mountain.
Well, then I'll wait here, and you...
I can't risk that either, Betty. These Negritos are our friends right now. But if we leave them, and Geppetto and Lazaro start to give them presents, there's no telling how they'll feel.
But, Uncle Jim, we can't just stay here and let Blackbeard get down to the car and steal the chart and the ring.
Me go with you. Me go down cliff with you. That make us three.
You mean that, Michelle? You mean you're going to quit Geppetto?
Me not like Senor Geppetto. Me not like Lazaro. Me stay with you. We go down cliff, get Blackbeard, huh?
How about it, Uncle Jim? With the three of us, we won't have to run any risk.
But we'll have to hurry, Uncle Jim. Blackbeard might be almost there now.
All right, Jack. You take Billy and Michelle and see if you can keep Blackbeard from getting that chart and ring. I'll stay here with Betty and see that Geppetto and Lazaro behave themselves.
Come on, Billy. Come on, Michelle. We've got to step on it.
Oh, but be careful, Jack. That cliff is dangerous. And Blackbeard might be dangerous, too.
Gee whiz, Betty. Jack and I can handle Blackbeard by ourselves. And now we've got Michelle, too. Come on, Jack. Let's hurry.
Be careful, Jack.
Say, that's a dangerous stunt, climbing down that cliff to get to the car. But Blackbeard is already on the way, so they'll have to try it. If Blackbeard gets there first and finds the chart in the luminous ring, it'll be just too bad. And don't forget Geppetto and Lazaro. If they get away from the Negritos and go down to help Blackbeard, then Jack and Billy will have their hands full. There's going to be some excitement taking place on that mountainside, and you won't want to miss it. So be on hand, all of you, at the same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode in the Country of the Headhunters with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. You know, there just isn't any doubt about it. The swing is to Wheaties, and for some mighty good reasons, too. First, those crisp, crackling whole wheat flakes taste like a million. Second, Wheaties are packed with all the well-known essential nourishment of choice whole wheat. The kind of champion nourishment every athlete needs to help make him a real winner. And third, Wheaties are all ready to eat the minute you open the package. How about it? Aren't those three perfect reasons why you should eat Wheaties every morning? Ask Mother to get Wheaties for you the very next time she shops.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties? For wheat is the best food of man.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong's The All-America Band.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand.